This month, local filmmaker and Emerson College professor Ray Shaw premiered her new web series called Black Kung Fu Check. As WBUR's Jen Stanley reports now, it follows a high school senior who's getting into trouble when her teacher intervenes with lessons in Qigong and Kung Fu.
Like many high school seniors, Tasha's faced with choices that will set the stage for the rest of her life. She wants to go to college to study pre-med, but the dangers and insecurity that surround her stand in her way.
I was trying to be nice to you and your friend. You're going to turn to a bitch.
No, I just have to go.
You're not going anywhere. Not until I teach you how to treat a man.
In this scene, Tasha defends her friend from their male classmates. When they go to attack her, she has a flashback to her young self, helplessly watching as a sick adult collapses to the ground.
But I want things to change. But somehow, I always end up back here, in the same place.
When her high school math teacher, Mr. Jian, sees her bruises, he offers to help.
She thinks he's going to come and teach her Kung Fu, but what he's really teaching her are some principles of Qigong. He knows that she really wants to become a doctor, and so if he can help to cultivate more of that energy, he'll be able to help her to become a better healer.
That's writer and director Ray Shaw. She grew up watching the Kung Fu movies of the 70s and 80s. She admired the female martial artists and wanted to be like them.
A lot of the female stories were so much about protecting communities and justice and family, and those were things that were really worth fighting for, and I just really found that empowering.
Shot in Super 8 with intricate fight choreography, Black Kung Fu Chick has all the retro charm of the genre's heyday, but its themes and unique structure come together to tell a very modern story. Each sequence is centered around a fight scene and is accompanied by a comic book and a video game that allows the player to navigate some of the responsibilities and burdens holding Tasha back.
Young women of color are asked to kind of grow up faster. They're expected to know more. They're also punished more. They're not actually allowed to be just girls, to have the freedom to make mistakes. And I really wanted the show to really open up some of those questions and just ideas to investigate them.
She says she was inspired to set the series in South Los Angeles after spending time there for work. She loved the vibrancy of those neighborhoods, the community gardens, the culture. Before that, she only knew the area through negative stereotypical media narratives.
I definitely have a pattern that I love to write young Black girls. I just really like being able to empower them and seeing them blossom and grow and, you know, just find themselves as they become young adults and go out into the world.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.